Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Dr. Meredith Ferguson, Assistant Professor of Management at Baylor, just published the results of her research on justice in the workplace. Dr. Ferguson, you looked specifically at the implications of companies' hiring behaviors. Would you talk about the differences that occur and what the long-term consequences are?
Sure. We looked at the high-pressure tactics that companies may use when they're trying in the process of making an offer to an applicant. And we found that when companies do use high-pressure tactics, when that applicant actually does accept the offer and goes to work for the company, at least in the study we did was long-term study, 9 months later, a lot of those individuals, their intent at least was to leave the organization. We also, when we looked at those who had not responded to our second survey 9 months later, we don't have actual data on it, but the data that we do have appears to indicate that those who felt higher pressure had already left their organization, which we thought was really interesting. So kind of that employees may come on, they may not be happy about the pressure that they felt in the recruitment process to accept the offer before they were ready to make a decision. But they, especially when the economy is bad like we're experiencing right now, and maybe they don't have any other offers, it's the only offer they have, they take it. But, you know, within 3, 6, 9 months, they're probably out the door, and that organization is going to see, you know, recruitment costs going up as they have to find somebody else to fill that void.
And so this is what occurs when there's the high-pressure tactics of hiring?
Right. So we saw a good bit of that before the dot-com bubble burst back in 2001 and 2002, where even at the undergraduate level, organizations would call up, you know, engineering students or investment banking applicants in the middle of the night and say, okay, we're making you this offer. You have 12 hours to decide. Or they would give what we call an exploding offer and make them a job offer, say, okay, you've got a $5,000 signing bonus, but for every day you take to decide, that signing bonus offer goes down by $1,000. And so hence the offer explodes. We were finding in the data that we collected, when subjects experienced that high-pressure tactic, they also felt like they were being dealt with very unfairly, and it's those lack of fairness perceptions they have that seem to affect their willingness to stay with the organization long term.
Hence the justice. Right. Or injustice.
Our injustice, that's right. And that the implications for organizations on that is really important, because justice is very highly correlated and tied with what we call bad employee behavior, employee deviance. So you may bring on this employee who feels they weren't treated well in the recruitment process. They don't have any other options, so they take your offer because they want to pay their bills and their student loans and things like that. But, you know, as soon as they get there, they may be looking at ways to right that wrong they feel. So stealing office supplies, showing up to work, not working. There are a lot of different ways they can find to kind of balance those scales of justice.
Thanks, Dr. Ferguson. Dr. Meredith Ferguson is an assistant professor of management at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio, or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.